Memorial Service, and it just seems like the last few weeks have just been going and going and going. We've seen a lot more of each other, not we're happy about it, but we just see a lot more. But you know, you just, the things that we do. This little book that I have in my hand, this is called a minister's service book. It's rather tattered over here. It's got some repairs. The lady's been helping me a little bit like that, because actually it's got more tape on it now than it does on the, see some of these things that it has and all. And the reason I keep this, the reason I'll constantly, God's willing, go back to it, is because this was given to me by Pastor Ed. And it wasn't new when he gave it to me. So it's even more tattered a little bit. But it's precious because I use it for weddings, and I use it for baby dedications, and I also use it for memorial funeral services. So today, since Terry, we've been working so hard, we're going to put everybody to work here on the scripture today. It's found in the book of Matthew, if you need to look it up. If not, you're just kind of excited with me, because it reads, after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Heavenly Father, I ask God to bless and under the leading of your word today. Just for a few moments, allow us to open our minds and hearts for that special thing you have for us. God, and we just open our hearts to you today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I had to come down here, guys. This is not part of the sermon up here. But when I see Carol and I see Lily sitting here, they just look, you know, they look angelic, and it can fool me. Because I caught them on, was it Friday night? I caught you out here walking in with Sylvia on the way, or was it yesterday?
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yesterday I caught them in, and Sylvia was back there, and Carol, and they were coming around the corner, and they were having a little conversation. I know that's shocking you, Sylvia, that y'all be talking on the way into church over here like that. And they were going. Folks, I love it when people are excited about seeing their friends when they come to church. It just thrills my heart. I know that when I come to God's house, and hopefully you walk in with an open heart, with an open mind. You walk in expecting to feel something from God. But trust me, folks, I am just as excited when I see brothers and sisters and I get to find out what's going on and how they're doing and how's it going. And I believe that God has built us, I said this on Friday, God has built us for community. This Wednesday night, Vicki's going to lead our study in the purpose-driven life. And it's a nice study because it talks about God being our friend. And so much our opinion of God, it carries through about how we deal with others. And then you have a little scripture that I just read. It's one that you quoted ever since you were a little tight over there. So this morning, what I want to do is I just want to very easy and relaxed talk about prayer.
Prayer.
Because through prayer, there is healing. Now we hear this morning, Barbara raised her hand. I just want to praise God for 2 years cancer free. I know each and every one of you went up and down these aisles, each pew, you could tell me of a time that God touched your body and healed you. And I thank God for that. But I think there are so many different ways that He is bringing healing to our lives.
Craig and Lenny this morning coming in and seeing them yesterday, seeing them on Friday night, and Lydia, she got a little coughing going on. It says that they have an anniversary. Was that on Friday? Thursday. It was on Thursday. The anniversary on Thursday. Now, how many years was that, Craig? 37. You have to stand up when it's over 30. You got to stand up. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. Yeah, that's very nice. That's nice. Yes, sirree. I love them when they open that pocketbook up. Take them to a concert here. No. Prayer. It just seems that as time goes on, as it seems as we're looking out over things, it seems that things are getting busier, they're getting more questions, there are more things, there are more fear, angst in people's hearts. But also, I believe the things are becoming much simpler. I'm going to stand upon the thing that will not change. That's the solid rock. I'm going to stand knowing that what I read in the Bible is truth. The promises that are given, they will withstand all the things of life. All the things that you deal with, all the questions that you may have in your heart, all the items that at certain times, and Jane was a wonderful one, Jane Medeiros, many times in the conversations I would have with her, she would say, "Pastor, many times I have questioned my faith in God." She would share things in her life about losing a small little infant baby. She would talk about things and struggles they've gone through. But she says, "As I grow older, I have learned to put my trust more and more in Him." Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think prayer is simply about resting. It is about resting and relying. You can rest if you rely upon Him. There was a couple I heard this week over at work, and they were having a tiff. Now, tiff. Maybe you don't know what a tiff is. I know, you folks, you come to church and y'all look just beautiful out there and just rosy and so angelic and all like that. But occasionally, you know, people get into tiffs. And I just kind of overheard, walked in on the end. And the part that I got to is when the hands were placed on the hips like this. And she said, "I rest my case." There's only one answer. That is prayer. I'm saying, ooh, I better be praying for that guy. Hands upon the hips, I rest my case. It was done. There was not going to be any more discussion. There was not going to be any further difference of opinion. I rest my case. And as I kind of walked away, and I should have been more moved, but I just started to chuckle. Because, happy it wasn't me, I rest my case. But I knew that the individual that made that statement, not only were they committed, they were totally sold out. They were relying on what they believed in their heart. Now, you might not think this is a good illustration for this part of Scripture, but I believe if you read, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," I simply think that you are stating your case. That you believe and you rely in the one who created the heavens and the earth. You are stating that you believe and you rely in the one who gave his son to die upon a cross for your sin and mine. You have to start relying on what God's word says about you and about what God's word says about me. In just a few moments, we're going to take communion. And this communion signifies that we simply believe and we thank you, God, for what you did for each and every one of us. We do this in remembrance of Him. I think, first of all, prayer is about resting and relying on Him. And I also think that prayer is about requesting and rejoicing. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us exactly what we need today. Now, I saw that this weekend. And to me, the contrast was so beautiful. On Friday night, the Taylors were here in the concert. It was just unique because I was watching people come in, and there were certain individuals that I was looking for, and because I know that they had been dealing with a lot. Wayne and Diane Lee were here Friday night. About a week and a half ago, we had an opportunity to sing at the memorial service for their son, Ryan, 51 years old. A U.S. Capitol policeman. One of the greatest outpourings of love I've ever seen in this Franconia community. And that couple was here on Friday night, and they sat back on the right side, kind of over behind Grandpa Scott. Further up, in front of Grandpa Scott, where he's sitting at, Peggy from next door was here. From Calvary Road Baptist Church. And on Friday, it was exactly 2 years to the day when she had lost her 51-year-old daughter. Folks, you know sometimes that there are people who walk in who simply need healing. They simply need their daily bread. And that daily bread is from God. And far different from most of the concerts. And I talked to Jonathan about this later on, Jonathan Taylor. Caught him out, and I was asking, because in the first part of that concert, and they've got some wonderful songs, they sing some songs, there's one on the radio, "We Shall Not Be Ashamed, We Shall Not Be Ashamed." You hear it on Sirius XM, wonderful song. They've got these great songs. But what they started to do, they just started to sing hymns. Chris, who was standing over the middle, he kind of started out, and he sang that old hymn, "Beulah Land." Then he sang "In the Garden." Anne-Marie did good on "Beulah Land," but "In the Garden," she just got to cry, got to cry. Amen. Susanna came up and she sang, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus." Jonathan got up and said, "What a day, what a day, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see." And I was sitting there and I was doing exactly what bugs me. I love when I go to a concert. I go to the concert to hear the group. I hate to say it, I don't go to concert to hear those people around me singing. you know, like that. I come here and I was just singing along with every hymn I was just doing exactly the thing that irks me about other people. Why? Because in the singing of those hymns, healing was taking place. Hearts were being touched, not from any sermon, not from any theology, simply from the message that God allowed a writer to pen down and another individual to put such beautiful music to. And you could just feel the healing in God's house. It took place yesterday in a far different way. When we came together and thinking about dear Jane and how wonderful she's been to this church, and for those of you that knew her, just what a wonderful charm. And poor Jane at the end there, her body had gotten so frail, but her mind was just as clear. And for some reason, God's healing was taking place through laughter. And don't ask me why, but that's just the way that God made it happen. The two brothers were here. We started off some songs. I shared scripture. I talked a little bit about Jane, and then her two sons got up and they started to tell things. They talked about how Jane, when she was young, she spent quite a bit of her time giving them spankings. Back in the day when you could whip children and all that. She says, you know, and she said, Mother got to the point where she got tired of that. And she said, I tell you what, the next time that you act up, I'm going to have you spank me. So once again, as usual, something happened. It came in. She went out and got the belt and went to John and said, all right, now you have to spank me. Oh, Mom, I can't do that. And he started to cry. And then Dougie, she handed over to him, and he just... he said she spent the rest of just chasing him around the house. I can't believe you actually did that. And just as now you are chuckling, that's what the family was doing yesterday. The daughters got up and spoke. And then a granddaughter came up and she had a wonderful recording that we played here of dear Jane singing to us. I don't know all the words to it, Ruby. That was a little dotes and... Well, go ahead. What is that? Do you know what? Sing it, Ruby.
Oh, no.
You got them down? You got the words? No? Divey and... Yeah, yes. Yeah. I haven't found it anywhere in the hymnal, but I love it, you know? And as she was here and she was playing that... People were just, it was so funny. It was laughing, and we were laughing, and we were crying at the same time. She was talking about trying to figure out those Elvis Presley tunes that she liked and couldn't think of any. And there's some tune from Chuck Berry on there they wouldn't even let us play here in church, so I don't know which one that was. And I saw prayer being answered because of people making their requests to him for healing. And people who were starting to rejoice in the fact that they had had an individual in their lives who had meant so much. And her husband John sit here on that front pew, and my goodness, what a joy he brought to my heart. What a strength he was. I went to him at the end of the service. I said, John, I said, we're getting close to the end. He says, is there anything else you want me to add in? He says, no, he says, you've done just fine. Wow. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom. You got to start to rejoice. about the answer to what He is going to give you when you make your requests known to Him. In just a moment, Rick and Jean are going to come down and they're going to serve communion. These flowers that we have here on the communion table, Janet, she went and picked these out, and she had her chauffeur drive around, from what I heard, Herbie back there. I complimented him. He says, "All I do is drive her around, Charlie. That's all I do." Well, brother, you did some good driving, because these things are nice here. And she's actually got ones picked out here that kind of I thought were unique, because these, they don't have senses. What, they don't have smell. What do you, strain these things. Help me out, Janet, over here. These things are what now?
Scent-free.
They're scent-free.
Ah,
she said scent free. I walked, put my hand. I look. I said, "I don't know, I'm scent free too." You know, and I look in my pockets, and I didn't quite know what she was talking about. She says they're scent free. You know, and I like then I had to, they had to explain it to me. I'm telling you one thing. You might not smell the scent of the flowers, but I can visually see the beauty. And you may have things, and you may have questions about God, and you may have issues, and you may have this, but trust me, if you will simply call upon the Master, you will know within your heart, you will know without a shadow of a doubt, that He loves you. So today, we simply tell Him that we love Him. Amen?
Amen.
Gentlemen, if you'll come forward.